Opioids killed more than 33,000 people in 2015. That's more than any year on record, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The problem of opioid addiction impacts every part of the Commonwealth. As part of an ongoing health reporting initiative, KET premieres a new documentary tonight, taking a deep dive into the opioid epidemic and treatment options across the Commonwealth. Chad Lampe speaks with producer and director Justin Allen.
Tell me, Justin, how KET and you got involved with this project.
KET saw the need, and we've covered issues across the state related to health for years and years. But of course, as the opioid crisis has intensified over the past few years and affected more and more people, KET saw a need there and wanted to shine some more light on the issue itself. And we really saw a need to explore what treatment options were available and the stigma surrounding those treatment options and what those different pathways look like and what may work for one person may not work for another. And we really wanted to explore what those options were so that people could get a better understanding of what might work for them or for someone in their family that was suffering from a substance use disorder.
I had a chance to preview the documentary, and it's really a powerful piece, and it stretches across the state. You hear from children in eastern Kentucky to recovering addicts and medical professionals in central and far western Kentucky, and you also hear from a police officer in Paducah named Anthony Copeland. And if you don't mind, I want to play just a little bit of sound from that a portion of the documentary where we hear from Anthony.
My great fears is that if we've been lucky so far. We've been very fortunate to be able to pick off those people that are trying to bring it in. But what happens when we don't? What happens when we miss that person? That is a concern. That's a great concern. That's why being proactive is just paramount.
So can you tell me a bit about your conversation with Anthony Copeland and how and what kind of impression you were left with after visiting Paducah?
You know, one of the interesting things about Western Kentucky, as he said, as Captain Copeland said, that they haven't seen quite the influx of heroin that other areas like Northern Kentucky or Louisville or even Lexington have seen in the past few years, and they are lucky. And in having a chance to sit down with Captain Copeland, it was really most striking to me how involved in the community he was. Captain Copeland was certainly inspiring to listen to, and you know, you can really tell that he's one of the good guys and really wants to keep that problem at bay as best they can.
And not to give too much away, but the opening sequence includes people saying names, and Captain Copeland appears to be emotional. Who were the people they were referencing in the opening?
In the opening, there are different names that people mention, and those are all the names of people that have passed away due to some sort of opioid use disorder, whether that be heroin or prescription pills. And when I asked the different people I interviewed to do that, you could tell very quickly that that was an emotional thing for them to do. And I'm not sure if it was cathartic for them at all to say those names, but you could tell that the reaction from them, and you can see it in their faces, that those are people that they're very close to, and those are people in their family and their friends that they've maybe I didn't go into detail with Captain Copeland about who those people were, but you know, you can imagine the different levels of connection that he has to those people, and you can see it in his face that those are people he cares about. And I think that's the big story in all of this, that the people with opioid use disorder are your friends, and they're your family, and they're your neighbors, and there are faces to go with all of those names. And it's not this this group, this other group. It's not someone that's apart from you anymore. This problem hits home, I think, for a lot of us.
A side note with this project is it's narrated by a musician that many of our listeners may know, Sturgill Simpson. He's also a Kentucky native, but how did you get linked with him for this particular project?
That's an interesting story. I actually used to work at a local news station in Lexington, and his wife, then girlfriend, I worked there as well. So I've been familiar with them for a while. Honestly, it really made sense for a Kentucky native to do this project. And, you know, I think his success certainly lends a lot of viewership and eyes and ears to the issue. And I will have to say he was incredible in this whole process. He told me he was honored to do this project. And he mentioned he's known people that have had this issue. He grew up in a place in Eastern Kentucky where that issue was common. So he wanted to be a part of it, and we certainly appreciate his involvement with it.
And Justin, just the last kind of take-home question, what do you want your viewers to walk away with after seeing this?
You know, I would hope that anyone that watches this project can come away with a little bit of education about the different treatment options that are available throughout the state and really throughout the country. I think that as you watch this, you'll get a better understanding of how addiction, as the science will tell us, is a chronic brain disorder and not some kind of moral failing. I think that's part of the stigma that still exists in the state and across the country, really. I really hope people could walk away with a better understanding of the treatment options, with an understanding that addiction is a disease, and finally that there is hope. And a lot of these, you know, the personal stories that people take us through, and we don't spend a lot of time talking about their past and how they got into it, but really focused on how what their experience was like in treatment and what worked for them. So I hope people could walk away thinking that there is still hope out there.
Justin Allen is a producer and director for The Journey to Recovery, a KET documentary that airs tonight at 7 o'clock, followed by a panel discussion. Justin, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it so much.